Okay, today's daf is Baba Basra, daf Ayin Aleph. We are holding at the Mishnah on the very top of daf Ayin Aleph Amar Aleph, and we're going to continue to discuss Hamocher Es Hasada. When a person sells a field, what exactly is included in the sale? But specifically, the Mishnah is going to say that things not included in the sale, it is going to list things that are not included in the sale of a field, even if you specify that I'm selling Kol Ma Shebetocha. It does not literally mean Kol Ma Shebetocha. There are certain things that are excluded from the sale, and we're also going to discuss there's going to be discussion of the need to buy a derech to these things, because if I'm selling you a field and I'm not including everything that's contained within the field, so how am I going to get to those things that I did not include? Do I have to now buy a derech from the guy that I sold the field to, or is it assumed that it, just like I left items over in the field, I also left myself the right to be able to access those items? I left myself the right to a derech. So that's going to be a second element of our Mishnah, a machlokas, whether you need to buy a derech toward those items or not. And then the Mishnah is going to have four cases where even those items that are generally assumed to be excluded from a sale, four cases of transactions where they are included. We're going to have four cases where we assume there's such an ayin yafeh that when the transaction is made, even those things that are automatically excluded from the sale are included in those transactions. Then the Gemara is going to explain the difference between a mecher and a matana in this regard. Why it is that when it comes to a mecher, we assume you're including less than when it comes to a matana, where we assume that there is more being given, even though it may not be specified explicitly. Then the Gemara on the bottom of Amud Aleph is going to have a comment of Rav Huna, where Rav Huna's Mechadesh, that if you have two trees, if you leave two trees out of a sale, then you have the right to the karka under those trees, which involves the right to replant trees if those trees die. So Rav Huna is going to say this chiddush, that you still have the right to the karka under those trees when you leave trees out of a sale, and the rest of the daf is going to discuss which shita in Tanoim Rav Huna's chiddush falls within. Whether that shita, that chiddush of Rav Huna, is only according to the Rabbanan, or even according to Rabbi Akiva. And that's going to take us through the rest of the daf. So let us begin at the Mishnah. Says the Mishnah at the top, Lo es habar, this is a clear continuation from the previous Mishnah, that even when you sell a field and you say, I'm selling you kol ma shebetocha, anything that's in the field, it doesn't really mean anything and everything that's in the field. Lo es habar, you're not including the bar that's in the field. Velo es hagas, you're not including the gas, the wine press that's in the field. Velo es hashovach, you're not including the bird nest, the dovecote that's in the field. Bein Charevin, Bein Yeshuvin. And that's regardless of whether those items are empty, the bar has no water, the gas has no grapes, the shovach has no birds, or whether they are Yeshuvin, whether they all have those things. The bar has water, the gas has grapes, the shovach has birds. Either way, it's not included in the sale. But do you have to, now that we know it's not included in the sale, so I still retain ownership of these things, do I have to now buy a derech in order to be able to access these things? Or is it assumed that I have a derech? Machlokes tanaim, v'tzarech likach lo derech divrei Rabbi Akiva, v'chamramim eino tzarech. Rabbi Akiva says that I have to now buy the right to access these things because the entire field was sold, it's just that these items were not sold. And the Chum say, no, I don't need to buy the right to access them. Obviously, if I'm keeping these things for myself, I'm also keeping access to these things for myself. There is a machlokas rishonim, whether Rabbi Akiva would say the same thing when you sell a tree by Mocher Ilanos, whether tzarech likach lo derech. The Rashba in yesterday's daf, we alluded to yesterday, writes that it sounds from the Rashbam over there that a charav amurka, a sadana shikma, which are left out of the sale, according to Rabbi Akiva, the guy who leaves out the bar, the dus, the shovach in our Mishnah, has to buy the right to access them. So by the charava, by the sadana shikma, and by the charava morkov, he also would have to buy the right to access them. However, the Rashba says, Lule Divrei Rashbam, had it not been that the Rashbam says this, he would have said that he is leaving for himself a derech for those trees. And his raya is from the sheet of Rav Huna that we have in our Gemara, where Rav Huna says that if he would not that if not for the fact that he was Meshayer Ilanos, that he's being Meshayer Karka with them, the Kona would tell him, get rid of your trees, meaning you have to be leaving some Karka together with the Ilanos when you leave out the Ilanos from the sale. If you're leaving out Ilanos from a sale, it has to be that you're leaving out Karka from the sale, because otherwise the guy who bought the Karka will say, get your trees out of my Karka. So, and he'll tell it to you right now, get your trees out of my Karka. So since anyway you're leaving yourself Karka, so Mestama, you're leaving yourself enough Karka, that's Kamilo Ora Vesalo, enough Karka, not just the direct Karka under the tree, but the amount of Karka necessary to pull fruits off of the tree, to work the tree, right? Mestama, if you're leaving any karka, you're leaving that amount of karka. Well, once you have kimlo or vesalo, then kal v'chomer, you have a derech to the tree, because it's more likely that a person will have a derech than will have a melo or a vesalo, because we're going to see that in Daf Pei Beis, where the Gemara is going to have a comment. Hashta derech elo, melo or a vesalo yeshlo. The Gemara is going to have an expression in 11 days from now, that if you don't even have a derech, you think you have Mlo Ora Vesalo? So you see clearly that if you have Mlo Ora Vesalo, Mimele you have a Derech. And according to Rav Huna over here, you do leave yourself Karka. So if you leave yourself Karka, you leave yourself Mlo Ora Vesalo. So it must be that Mimele you have a Derech. So that's why the Rashba says, Lule Divrei Rashbam, he would have said otherwise. He would have disagreed with Rashbam and said that when one leaves out trees from the sale of the field, he certainly has the right to access those trees. Even according to Rabbi Akiva, he would not be required to buy a derech. It's only by the bor, the gas, the shovach. Only then does he have to buy a derech, according to Rabbi Akiva. Good, so this is the machlokas, Rabbi Akiva and the Chamim. Does the fellow have to purchase a derech to access those things, those items that he has left out of the sale? But Umod Rabbi Akiva, says the Mishnah further, Bizman Sha'amarlo, Chutz Me'elu, She'en Lotzarech Likach Lo Derech. Let's say I sell you the field, and I specify that I am not including the bar, I am not including the gas, I am not including the shovach. Well, why on earth would I specify that? It's understood. Anyway, everyone agrees that those items are not included anyway. So says Rabbi Akiva, it must be that the reason he specified that is not about the bar, the gas, and the shovach itself. That anyway is excluded from the sale. No, it must be that he's trying to refer to the derech to access those things. So if you say that I am not selling you these items, what he really means to say is I am not selling you the derech. I still retain for myself the right to access them, the right to have the derech. So that's in that case, even Rabbi Akiva would be moda. Now the Mishnah flips it around. What if it's not a situation where you sold the field and it's a question of what you're keeping for yourself? It's a question of selling these items. Machron liacher. Let's say you sell your bor, your gas, your shovach within your field. You sell those items to somebody else. Rabbi Kiva Omer Eino Tzarech Likach Lo Derech. Rabbi Kiva will say, well, now the halach is going to flip. If when I keep it for myself, I have to buy a derech to access them. When I sell it to somebody else, that somebody else does not have to buy a derech. It's assumed that when I sell him the bar, the gas, the shovach within my field, that he is getting the derech to them as well. And the Chum say, no, in that case, we flip our shita as well. In that case, the guy will have to buy a derech. Meaning what you see from this line of the Mishnah is that this is not about whether we assume a derech is automatically associated with these items, that these items include as a package deal a derech. That's not what the issue is. The issue is, as we'll see explicitly in the Gemara, about a mocher versus a nosin, that when a mocher, when a person sells something, do we assume that a mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher, or do we assume he's ba'ayin ra'a mocher? Meaning the idea that a derech goes along with these items is something that could sometimes be true, could sometimes not be true. It's all a question of attitude. It's all a question of an umdina. What do we assume is the das of the mocher? So if you assume that someone who's selling is selling ba'ayin yafa, so then let's look at what he's selling. If he's selling the field and he's keeping for himself bor and the gas and the shovach. So he's selling bayin yafa. He's not gonna keep for himself the derech. He's gonna have to buy the rights to the derech because he's selling bayin yafa. But if he's selling the bor, the gas, and the shovach bayin yafa, then he's selling them along with the derech, and the guy who buys them will not have to buy a derech. That's the sheet of Rabbi Akiva. And the Chum say, no, when someone is mocher, he's mocher ba'ayin ra'ah. He's selling in as stingy a way as possible. So when I'm selling you these items within my field, the bar, the gas, the shovach within my field, I'm being very stingy. I'm only selling you those things. And therefore, when I'm selling you my field and I'm keeping for myself the bar, the gas, etc. So I'm selling you my field, but I'm retaining as much as I can for myself, including the right to access them. So therefore, I don't have to buy a derech. But when I'm selling you these items within my field, so I'm selling you the bar, the gas, but I'm retaining for myself as much as I possibly can. And therefore, if you want a derech, you're going to have to pay for it. That's the shita of the chachamim. So Rabbi Kiva essentially holds the attitude of the mocher is ayin yafeh, and the chachamim hold that the attitude of the mocher is ayin ra'ah. That's what's behind this whole thing. It's not about whether a derech is automatically goes along with these items. But this whole discussion of a derech and whether a derech is included or not included is only b'mocher. That's only when it comes to a mocher where we can have a machlokes whether it's being done by in ra or by in yafa. Aval, now we're going to give four different transactions where we're not going to have a machlokes. Aval, b'nosin matana, nosin is kula. When you give a matana, you're giving everything. Then we assume that it's all inclusive. Now, it's not just that it's including a derech, meaning this whole idea that a bar, a gas, and a shovach are not included in the sale. That level, everyone agrees. Rabbi Kiva and Rabbi and the Chamim all agreed that those items are not included in the sale. The question was how much. So to that level, there was a little bit of an ayin ra'ah even in the mechira. Question is how much of an ayin ra'ah? What about the derech? But when it comes to other transactions, forget about the derech. These items themselves are automatically thrown in. They're also included in the transaction. So if I'm giving you a field, I'm giving you the bar, the gas, the shovach, I'm giving you everything. There are no exclusions from the matana, from what I'm giving you. So that is the that's exception number one. The Ramban writes that when we say a matana is adif mimecher in this regard, that when you're giving a matana, you include all those things. That's only, says the Ramban, with regard to that which is mechubel lekarka, that is inside the field that you're giving. But those things that are tlushim in a karka, like avanim, that are not litzarcha, that are not needed for the field, tevua hatelusha, items we discussed the past couple of days. So in those instances, mechra and matana would be the same. We would assume just like they're not included in a mecher, they're also not included in matana. It's only by a bar, a gas, a shovach. These things are in the field and they're connected to the field. That's why they're included in the matana. Says the Ramban, from the Rambam, it sounds this way as well. Why does it sound this way from the Rambam? Where does Rambam say anything? The Rambam, the 26th parak of Hilchos Mechira, writes that klolo shel davar, someone who gives karka b'matana, the mekabel acquires anything that's mechubar la ad sheyifarish, anything that is connected to the ground, unless you explicitly say otherwise. So you see, the Ram Dafka only includes those things that are mechubar, not those things that are talush. Exactly like the Ramban said. The Rashbam also in Dibur Maskal Aval makes the same chiluk, that if there's money in the field or there's tevua talusha, there's unconnected grain to the field that does not need the karka. So you're not the mekabel matana is not does not acquire those things. Magen Mishnah suggests that maybe this is really a machlokas between the Rambam and the Rashbam, because from the Rambam it sounds like Tavua Talusha is automatically not included, and it doesn't make a difference whether it's Tzricha Lekarka or not Tzricha Lekarka, whether it still requires the Karka or not. Meaning, how could you have an unattached grain that still requires the karka? Meaning, it's not yonik min a karka anymore. No, it may still be a little bit moist, so it needs to be spread out on the karka in order to dry. So from the Rambam, it sounds that once it's talush, automatically not included. from the Rashbam it sounds that no, once it's talush and it no longer needs the karka, it's not included. But the basic idea of such a chilek between that which is mechuber lekarka versus that which is talush, okay, there are shades of gray in terms of what's called talush, but the basic idea of that chilek that the Ramban makes, that's certainly agreed upon by the Rashbam, the Rambam, and the Ramban, that even in these items that we're saying, when you give a matana, that you get the bar, you get the gas, you get the shovach, yes, you get those things, but you don't get those things that are talush min hakarka. A second exception of a transaction where we assume the bar, the gas, and the shovach are included, says the Mishnah, ha'achin shecholku zachu besada, zachu bekula. If brothers are dividing the father's estate, whoever gets that field gets everything in that field, including the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Tosfos raises the question that according to Rav's Shita, that we learned on Daf Samachay, that Achim Shecholku Yeshlem Derech Ze El Ze, that when brothers divide, they actually have the right to a Derech, toward the things, toward the properties that they inherited, because a Mocher is Ba'ayin Ra'a Mocher, and we compare Achim Shecholku to a Mecher, so Achim Shecholku over here, we're not comparing to a Mecher, we're comparing it to a Matana, that just like by a Matana, Yezocha Bekula, Achim Shecholku Yezocha Bekula. So when is it that we compare Achim Shecholku to a Mecher, and when is it that we compare Achim Shecholku to a Matana? A week ago, we're comparing it to a Mecher, and over here, we're comparing Achim Shecholku to Matana, that they get the bar, they get the gas, they get the Shovach. So Tosfos suggests that Achim Shecholku generally split it by Ayin Ra'a. I mean, each one wants to get his due. Each one wants to get as much as he possibly can. The reason in our mission that there's Zachu Bekula is not because of Ayin Yafa, meaning Eino Chinami, it's the same halacha as a Nosin Matana, but for an entirely different reason. When I give you the field as a Matana, yeah, I'm giving you the bar, the gas, the Shovach, because I'm being so generous. I want to give by Ayin Yafa. By Achim Shecholku, it's not because each brother wants to be so super generous with the other brother. It's because they want to be mistalik from each other. They want to have nothing to do with each other. So the best way to have nothing to do with each other is draw very clear, strong lines. So if you're getting that field, that is your field. And I don't want to see you in my parts, and I won't be in your parts. So that's it. So you're going to get that entire field. But the derech, they have to be mishayer for themselves. That's what we spoke about a week ago, because they still need to access their field. If one field is lefnim from the other field, so you still need to have access to your field. That's how Tosos suggests. A third exception, says the Mishnah, where we assume that all of these items are included in the transaction, is hamachzik b'nechse ager, hechzik b'sada, hechzik b'kula. That if a person acquires nechse ager, a ger dies, he has no yarshim, everything he owns is hefker, you go and you make a kinyan chazaka on his field, you now acquire everything within the field, including the bor and the gas and the shovach. The Ritva raises the question, how could it be that when you're machzik b'nechse ager, where you're being zochem in a hefker, you're going to be kone more than when you buy something? See, when you buy something, you have the advantage of das acheres makna. We generally assume it's a stronger form of kinyan when there are two parties in the kinyan. Not only the person who's being kone, but someone who's being makna to you. Yet, when you're buying something from, when you're acquiring something from hefker, you don't have a das acheres makna. You just have your own ability to make a kinyan. That's why, for example, the halacha is by a child. A child cannot be kone min a hefker midoraisa. If a child finds an item that's hefker and he picks it up on a daraisa level, if you go and take it away from him, you have not stolen. He does not have the ability to acquire it. But if you give your lulav to your child on the first day of Sukkot, you will not be able to get it back, because it is now his, and he doesn't have the ability to be makna it back to you. But what? How's it his? I thought he doesn't have the ability to make a kinyan. No, he has it. Bali Tos point out, he has the ability to make a kinyan when I makna to him, when there's a das acheres makna. Das acheres makna makes for a stronger kinyan, not a weaker kinyan. So why is it that in our Mishnah we're talking about when I sell you the field, so I'm excluding the bar, the gas, the shovach, but when you're just acquiring the field on your own with no one being makna the field to you, then you acquire all those things. You're able to make a greater level of kinyan. So that's the kasha of the Ritva. That why it should be, it seems to be a little bit backwards. So the Ritva suggests that anything that's, and he points out, just even even further the raya that a machzik b'nichsei ager should not be kona more than a lokeach, should actually be kona less than a lokeach, is with regard to buying to the ownership of the borders of the field that you're a kona. That a lokeach, we learned on daf samach beis, is kona the borders of the field. Machzik b'nichsei ager, we learned on daf nun gimel, is not kona the borders of the field. So you see the machzik b'nichsei ager should be weaker and is in fact weaker when it comes to at least buying the borders of the field. So why is it when it comes to the bar, the gas, and the shobach, the machzik b'nichsei ager has a stronger position? So that's what the Ritva suggested. Anything that's chashuv b'fnei atzmo, a bar, a gas, or a shobach, certainly someone who's machzik b'nichsei ager has a stronger position than a lokech, because they're in the field and no one is stopping you from acquiring them. As opposed to by a lokech and a mocher, yeah, that same das acheres that's being makne to the field is dafka not being makne to you, the bar, the gas, and the shovach. He's holding that, he's withholding that. He wants that back for himself because they're chashuv b'fnei atzmam. But something that's chutz misada, like the meitzarim, the chazaka alone that you do on a field is not going to be kona that which is not actually part of the field. But when you have someone who's being makne to you, so then he could be makne that the meitzarim, the borders of the field, which are a little bit external to the field. So maybe that's the reason for the stronger position of the machzik b'nichsei ager in our Mishnah as opposed to a lokech. Says the Mishnah, a fourth possible exception, where when you make this transaction, you will acquire even the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Hamakdish es hasada, hikdish es kula. If a person is makdish a field, he's makdish everything in the field. But this one is a machlokas tanaim. Rabbi Shimon Omer, makdish sada lo hikdish ela es achar v'amorka v'esada nashikma. Rabbi Shimon says, no, makdish would not be a fourth exception. When you're makdish a field, you're not makdish the bar, the gas, and the shovach. You know what you are makdish? You're makdish the big trees that we spoke about yesterday, but you're not makdish more than that. You're not makdish the items that we mentioned in our Mishnah. There's a machlokas in the Rishonim. What would Rabbi Shimon say about other trees when he says that you're only makdish the charev amorkav and the sadan hashikma? Those are very large trees. So do we say, oh, so if you're makdish that together with the field, kal v'chomer, you're makdish the smaller trees along with the field? Or does it mean dafka those trees? The Rashbam and Dafayin Aleph and Bey writes that Shari Lanos, of course, are Kadosh B'chal the Sada, because just like there would be, when you sell a field, we assume that that the Charev and the Sada and Hashikma are not included, yet the other trees are included. So in your Makdash field, where these big trees are included, of course, these smaller trees are going to be included. And that certainly makes sense. However, the Rabbeinu Gershom writes that a Charev She'enu Morkav and a Shikma that's not a Sadan is not Muktash. And that's what Rashi writes in Masech Sarach as well, that it's only Charev HaMorkav Nasad and HaShikma, which are older, larger trees, and are yonik from the field of Hegdish, more than other trees, that's where they're included in the Hegdish of the trees, because they have to be. That's the only way they're going to exist, they're going to be yonik from Hegdish. But smaller trees aren't yonik as much from the field, so it's possible to be Makdish the field and leave smaller trees out of the Hegdish. But certainly I would think that is not the Pashut Pshat, certainly in the context of our Mishnah, it sounds like, hey, yeah, when you're Makdish, you may be excluding a Baragas and a Shovach, but you're not excluding lesser things. Charev, Morkav, Sadan, Hashikma, and certainly you're not excluding the trees that are even lesser than that. Okay, says the Mishnah Mecher, Mishnah Matana. Why did our Mishnah distinguish between a Mecher and a Matana? We said that when you sell things, so you are excluding from the sale the bar, the gas, and the shovach. But when you give as a Matana, you give a field as a Matana, oh, you're including the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Why? What's the difference? So Pirish Yudah ben Nakusa Lefnei Rebbe, Ze Pirish, Ze Lo Pirish. Now, it must be that by a case of a Mecher, you explicitly say that I'm not giving you the bar of the gas and the shovach, and by the case of the Matana, you explicitly say I am giving you the bar of the gas and the shovach. Says the Gemara, that's the difference. Hai zeh pirish vezeh lo pirish, zeh lo pirish vezeh lo pirish. That's not what it said in our Mishnah. Our Mishnah was talking about a case. You sell a field stam, and you didn't specify anything. And that's the whole discussion. What's included, what's not included. So don't tell me that the whole chiluk between a Mecher and a Matana is what you chose to explicitly say and not explicitly. No, in either case, you didn't explicitly say anything. And yet, when it comes to a Mecher, we assume you're not including the bar, the gas, and the shavach. And when it comes to a Matana, we assume you are including the bar, the gas, and the shavach. Why? Ella ze hayel al lefarish, vize lo hayel al lefarish. It's not about what you were mefarish, it's about what you should have been mefarish. Nosin matana, we assume, is always giving ba'ayin yafe. And therefore, if you don't want to give ba'ayin yafe, if you don't want to give generously, and you want to keep something for yourself, you should have mentioned that, because the natural assumption is always going to be that you're not intending to keep anything for yourself, that you want to give everything up. Whereas a mecher, the natural assumption is that it's ba'ayin ra'a, that he's not interested in giving everything, so he doesn't need to be mefarish, that he's leaving certain things out of the sale. That's how the Rashbam explains, at least in his first pshat, of what hayil lefarish versus lo hayil lefarish means. And it's not the only sheet that the Rabbeinu Chananel is quoted by the Rashbam. He says, no, the chiluk of the Gemara is talking about the kona, not the mocher, that the lokeach shouldn't be embarrassed of the mocher, meaning you're not embarrassed to ask for things when you're buying them and you're paying for them and you're negotiating a price. So you'll ask, look, I bought this, I want everything that comes along with it. So you're giving money for it, so you should have been mefarish that your kona, everything, you should say, okay, I want it itemized, I want the bor, the gas, the shovach. And if you didn't say that, then you don't get those things. But in Nosei Matana, it's lo na'im. You know, a guy's giving you a matana, and you say, wait, am I getting also that? And am I getting that? That's not a nice way to receive a matana. So it's lo hayilo lefarish. It's not up to him. It's not up to the makabel matana to explicitly list all of those things. That's how the Rabbeinu Chananel understands the distinction. The Netziv in Merom Yisada suggests that the mocher is hayilo lefarish, because it's the derech of a mocher to be mefarish a lot of pratim when he's selling something, as opposed to a nosein, when you're giving a matana, it's lo hayilo lefarish, because it's, you know, when you give a matana, you want to give it as quickly as possible. It's embarrassing, you don't want to be mevayish the mekabel matana, so you don't want to make a whole big deal about it, so you just give the matana. But by mocher, so you're going to want to be a much more detail oriented by the mocher. That's how the Netziv understands the chilik between hayilo lefarish and lo hayilo lefarish. Okay, says the Gemara, who damrlu? There was a story. A guy said, we're in the second to last skinny line, who damrlu? Have a little planya. Based on the machzik mea gulfe. A guy was dying, and on his deathbed he says, give to Ploni a house that holds 100 jugs of wine, let's say. So he says, I have a house somewhere that holds 100 jugs of wine, give him that house. He had a house, but the house held 120 jugs of wine, so they had no idea what to do. This is the only house the guy has, as far as we know. Did he want to give this one, or did he not want to give this one? What do we do? He said, give him a house that holds 100 jugs of wine, not one that holds 120. So you cannot give him anything. We don't, until we find one that he owned that held 100. Ravashi Amar, Milo Tnan, Bamedvar Mum, Bimochar, Nosin Matana, Nosin Eskulan. Well, didn't our Mishnah say that whenever you're giving a matana, it's with this great spirit of generosity? You're trying to give as much as possible. So, Alma, Mandi Yav Matana, Bayin Yav Yav. So, just like in our Mishnah, when you're giving a matana, you're giving the bor, the gas, and the shovach, we see there's always a spirit of generosity in a matana. So chenami, do you have matana? Bayin yafi yav. So here as well, you're giving a matana. You're doing it with a great spirit of generosity. So of course you mean to give the place that has 120 jugs of wine. Says the Ritva, is that the same? You know, in our Mishnah, we're talking about giving a field. There happens to be a bar, a gas, and a shovach, or a shovach in the field. So yeah, ayin yafu would say that you're giving those things as well. But over here, it's just an inaccurate description. You know, he said a house of 100 jugs, and there's only a house that has 120 jugs. It's directly against what he said. Meaning, it's one thing in the case of the Mishnah, we're being mefarish, that the field means the field and everything therein. But in this case, it's against what he said. He said 100 jugs, and here's 120. So the Ritva suggests that the reason for a Mishnah of Nosin Vayin Yafin Nosin, that he wants to give everything, is that he wants to be begeder and more ma'at va'asei harbe. That's really what it's all about. That he doesn't want to say explicitly everything that he's really doing. When it comes down to it, he wants to do more than he says. And therefore, it's not about, does it fit the exact words that he said or not. He doesn't want it to fit the exact words that he said. He wants his words to have a mashmaos of X, and then he wants his actions to exceed that which he said. So that you certainly have over here. So that's why he dafka says, 100. I'm giving him something that has 100. And then when he comes to it, surprise, it's 120. That's something that he was that he was interested in doing. That's what the that's how the Ritva explains the comparison over here. There's an interesting comment to the Or Sameach in Hilchas Gerushin. The Or Sameach in Hilchas Gerushin Perek Aleph has a shaila that came up, I guess, in Dvinsk, in the early part of the 20th century, where a guy sent a shliach to a certain place to give a get to his wife, and he said, my wife is Bas Ploni. Give the get to my wife, Bas Ploni, the daughter of so-and-so, and it turned out that her father's name was not that. You know, they found the woman who was married to this man, but that wasn't her father's name. He had some other name. So the shluchim wanted to know, should we write a get for this woman because this is his wife, or should we assume maybe he has another wife who's Bas Ploni, whose father's name is actually what he claims his father's name is? Maybe this was all just a practical joke. He was kimitzachik, and you know, he just doesn't have a good sense of humor. So like, how do we deal with it? So the Or Sameach says, that sometimes a person will say something and the words don't fit what he clearly wants to accomplish. He says, I'm giving a room that has 100 jugs of wine. There is no room that has 100. There's a room that has 120. So what, do we assume he's telling a joke? Do we assume that there's some other room somewhere? So apparently, according to the Shita of Ravashi in our Gemara, we don't assume that there's some other room. We don't assume that he's telling a joke. We assume that he wants to that he wants the transaction to actually happen. So says the Or Sameach, an unbelievable tushtel to a get. He says that you could say the same thing by a get, that who had din by the get, we are mefarish his kavana, that he wants to be megarish ishto hayadua. How do you make the comparison? Over here, the whole idea is no sein ba'ein yafa, no sein. That's why we could be mefarish his kavana, that he wants, like the Ritva says, he wants it to be a surprise. Emor matva seharbe, what kind of game is that with a get? That I want to give the impression that it's not that woman, it's another woman, then why would you do that? That doesn't make... So, but the Or Sameach says, he concludes that Ludina, we need to be ba'ayin more, because I realize I'm a das yachid b'zeh, and a lot of people are going to be cholik, but it's a very, very unusual comparison that he makes. Okay, so says the Gemara further. Hamakdish asasada hikdish v'chulei. So the Mishnah had said that if a person is makdish a field, machlokas tanoim. Tanakama holds your makdish even the bar, the gas, and the shovach. And Rabbi Shimon says, no, you're not. You're makdish a field. You're only makdish the trees, but not the bar, the gas, and the shovach. Rav Huna. So Rav Huna says a chiddush, and this chiddush is the rest of the daf. Afal gav domer rabbanan. Hakona shnei ilanos b'toch shel chavero. Hareza lo kanakarka. Even though if you buy trees with the two trees in someone else's property, you do not own the karka. You only own the trees if you buy two of them. But machar karka v'shir shnei ilanos. Let's say you didn't buy trees. You sold all of your land and you left over for yourself two trees. Lefanav yesh lo karka. Then you do have the right to the karka under those trees. So that's the chiddush of Rav Huna, that when I sell my land and I keep two trees for myself, I have karka. And even according to Rabbi Akiva in our Mishnah, who says that when you sell, you're always selling ba'ein yafa, you're always selling with a greater sense of generosity, and that's why Rabbi Akiva says that when I sell a field and I retain for myself a bar, a gas, and a shovach, I do not retain for myself a derech to those things. Even Rabbi Akiva would say that when I retain for myself trees, I do retain for myself the land associated with those trees. Why? When do we assume that I did not retain any land? That's if what I was retaining was a bar, a dus, a gas, a shovach. Those things don't ruin the ground around it. So you're never going to have any taina on me that I need to get rid of these things because they don't have any effect on your ground. So I will sell you the entire land and I will keep for myself these items and not keep for myself any land because I have no reason to keep any land for myself. Avli lanos de kamach shiva'ara. But if I'm keeping trees for myself, and I know full well that by keeping trees for myself, I'm keeping for myself something that's going to have a profound impact on your land. It's going to weaken your land. So im isa deloshir lemelea karilancha shakal vazil. If I don't leave some land around those trees for myself, then I know that what's likely to happen is that at some point you're going to get fed up with having these trees weakening your land, and you're going to tell me to uproot those trees and get out of there. This is machlokas rishonim, what the Gemara means exactly. When do you have the right to tell? If I retained ownership of the trees, why would you have the right to tell me to just get rid of my trees? So the Rambam says when they're in the siyavish. Once the trees dry, once the trees are dead, so then you'll say, okay, so get rid of these trees. So Tosfos raises the question: how do we know that the mocher doesn't want to be mistalik minakarka liola? So the Rashbam already realized this kasha, and he tries to wiggle around it. In the Hasagas HaRavid on the Rif, he says that the mocher doesn't want to be misbaza, that they're gonna be tover from him to get rid of his trees as soon as they die. So he's mishayir some karka, calls man that the tree is still standing. So since a tree typically won't fall over by itself, so therefore his shiur is going to help that even if it does fall over, he's able to plant another tree in its place. But anyway, so that's the reason that Rabbi Akiva, Rav Huna is saying, even within Rabbi Akiva, I'm saying my chiddush, even Rabbi Akiva would be mechalek between leaving yourself some property to access a baragas and a shavach where you don't do that, versus leaving yourself from some property around the tree where you would do that. So says Mar Tanan, Rabbi Shimon Omer, Makdash Sada, Lohikdash Alacharva Murkav, Vesadin Ashikma. You know, Rabbi Shimon's Shita in the Mishnah was that if a person is Makdash a field, so he does not include the bar, the gas, and the shovach. He only includes the Charva Murkav, the Sadin Ashikma. Vitani Allah, Omer Rabbi Shimon Matam, Hol the Yonkin Mistay Hagdish. Why is it that those items are included in the Hekdish, that those trees are included? You're not including anything else when you're being Makdish, you're not including the bar, you're not including the gas, you're not including the shovach. So why is it that you are including those trees? Because those trees are being yonek from Hekdish. They're being nourished from Hekdish, and therefore they have to go along with it. But v'salkadai t'chshirei shayer, if you hold that when you are, that you leave certain things out for yourself, that you can leave trees out, and therefore you're also leaving land out. Why do these trees automatically have to go to Hekdesh? Why don't you say that the natural assumption is I leave these trees for myself, and Memela, I leave the land around these trees? Because if you're going to say this Chiddush of Rav Huna, that whenever there are trees, whenever you're leaving trees for yourself, you're also leaving the land around these trees. So if I'm being Makdish a field, I'm leaving the trees out for myself, and the land around these trees I'm leaving for myself. So says Gemara, you're right. Rabbi Shimon Damer Rabbi Akiva. Rabbi Shimon must be something like Rabbi Akiva, that a mocher is ba'ayin yafa mocher, and you're not leaving anything for yourself. And therefore the same is true when you're makdish, the ilanos, you're not leaving for yourself because you're being makdish ba'ayin yafa. And that's why they, by definition, those trees are being yonek from karka of hegdish. Rav Huna Damer Krabbanan. And we're backtracking now. Rav Huna's chiddush was only within the shita of the Rabbanan that a mocher is ba'ayin ra'a mocher. That's where Rav Huna said, yeah, just like the Rabbanan say, mocher is ba'ayin ra mocher, that when you sell a bar, when you sell a field, that and the bar, the gas, and the shovach, you're keeping for yourself, so you also keep for yourself the derech. So too, if you sell a field and you keep trees for yourself, you're also keeping some land around those trees for yourself. But only the Rabbanan would hold that way. Rabbi Akiva, who says that you do not keep a derech for yourself, would also hold that you do not keep land around those trees for yourself. Rav Huna's chiddush was only within the Rabbanan. So it says Mark Rabbanan, Pshita. Well, it's not a chiddush if it's only within the Rabbanan. If you're leaving yourself a derech to your bar, your gas, and your shovach, obviously you're leaving yourself some land by your trees as well. So it says Mark, no, nafkamina, di nafli hadar shasaluhu. There's a big difference. It would come out, Rav Huna needs to tell us that you leave yourself karka near your trees, because it comes out a big chiddush that even if those trees fall down, the mocher can change, can go and replant other trees in their place. Had Rav Huna not said that, we would have said that a mocher only leaves himself karka so long as he needs access to those items that he was meshayer. That was the case in the Mishnah of the Bar, the Gas, and the Shovach. Over here, it's not about access, it's about replanting in place of the trees that have fallen down. That's how the Rashbam understands. The Rashbam writes his kinu. Safnas Paneach in Hilchus Arachin writes that you can only replant these trees, that you're not allowed to replant other trees, because the karka is not meshuba to have trees. He understands that what the Gemara is saying is that if these trees get uprooted, but they're still alive and there's still hope for them, you can replant them. But not that if his kinu, like the Rashbam says, that the trees actually die and you want to replant another tree. But be that as it may, something you're allowed to redo over here, even in perpetuity. You don't have to, even if it initially, whatever was there initially, seems to be gone at this point. Okay, but Hashem, the conversation will continue on the top of Daf Ayin Beis Amud Aleph tomorrow.